A lot of cooped up people are trying to get outside into nature whenever they can during the pandemic. On a recent jog through the woods, WBUR's Andrea Shea ran into someone doing something surprising and asked if she could then come back to record him safely from a distance.
Over the past few weeks, Sander Bryce has been lugging pieces of his drum kit out of his car, then down a wooded trail along the Charles River, about a mile from Watertown Square.
Bass drum, a snare drum, a hi-hat, and a cymbal, and a throne. And that's kind of all I need.
The 28-year-old is sitting on a stool 10 to 15 feet from the path. He's wearing black jeans, a black t-shirt, shades, and a mask.
So the reason I decided to do this was I play drums every day. A lot of it is for my own mental health as well as my career. It keeps me very sane and keeps my mind busy. When I can't play a real kit, it can be very nerve-wracking.
Bryce hasn't been able to play his kit indoors since the coronavirus hit Boston.
My practice space, Studio 52, had locked down, so I haven't been able to go there. So on a nice day like today, this is kind of my only chance to really come out and, like, at least play a real kit, because I can't practice in my own apartment. I went to Berklee College of Music. I'm really used to, like, going out and busking when it's nice out. I've always, like, enjoyed, you know, taking the time to, like, bring a drum set out. I've done it before in, like, Texas and brought it out into the woods. I'm, like, a jazz musician, so I like to experiment with, like, just different concepts and different environments.
Emotionally, Bryce says being able to practice in the open air is helping to fill a huge hole caused by COVID-19.
I lost my uncle just, like, 2 weeks ago, so I've just been trying to, like, stay busy and, like, going outside feels like a little taste of freedom.
And Bryce says playing for others, even from a distance, makes him feel less alone. He hopes when people discover him, it breaks the monotony so many of us are feeling day after day.
There's sort of a shock value to, like, seeing it just someone playing drums in the woods, and I kind of like doing that to people sometimes. But I'm just out here practicing anyway, and I'm just enjoying entertaining other people, and I think it's a positive thing.
He just never expected it would take a pandemic to make it happen. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.